Nuku'oro is one of the many atolls of Micronesia. Dozens of tiny islets, only a few kilometers across, miles from the nearest island, lost in the limitless breadth of the Pacific Ocean. But Nuku'oro looms large for scholars of Oceania and collectors of non-European art. It is famous for its anthropomorphic wooden sculptures, which are among the most impressive works of art ever made in Oceania. In this figure, the human body is reduced to its most basic shape. Eyes, ears, and mouth are omitted, arms and legs shown only in rudimentary form. A closer look at the shoulder reveals a delicately incised decorative pattern, which corresponds to the tattoos worn by Nuku'oro chieftains and their families. The figures represent deities and deified ancestors. The sculptures were stored and worshipped in their own ceremonial sites. Once a year, as part of a major festival, they were specially adorned and offered fruit and other food by the island population, which was originally of Polynesian origin. Christian missionary activity, which began around 1875, caused the old religious concepts and practices to quickly fade from memory. As a result, little is known today about the ritual importance of these rare sculptures.
Sculptures and masks from Oceania and Africa were a wellspring of inspiration for the expressionist and surrealist artists of Europe. The Swiss sculptor Alberto Giacometti copied non-European art in pencil to
get a clear idea of what I'm seeing,
as he put it. In 1929, a French art journal published a photograph of the Nuku'oro figure you see here. Giacometti used it as the model for one of his drawings.